Good morning, everyone. It is the 20th of September, 2021. You know, with all of this vaccination talk going on, there's a term that's thrown around quite a bit, and that is called herd immunity. Herd immunity. Well, do you realize that's what universalism is teaching, is herd immunity? They teach that Jesus Christ died for the whole world without any exceptions at all. And that the herd just has to make a decision to be immune from hell. That's all the herd has to do. And it doesn't matter whether you're a sheep or a goat. All you have to do is execute your free will and you're immune from hell. Herd immunity. Well, that's not what Jesus Christ taught. Jesus Christ did not teach herd immunity. Jesus Christ said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. No man can pluck them out of my hand. Jesus Christ taught that all that the Father giveth me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. Jesus Christ came to save his people from their sins, not the goats. He came to save his sheep. Now, we were all born and conceived in sin, but one thing that these herd immunity people teach is that God made it possible for all men to be saved. All they have to do is believe and repent and this and that and the other. That's all they have to do. The problem is they're forgetting a very important doctrinal concept taught in the Bible, and that's called inability. Man, who is born and conceived in sin, cannot come to Christ. They cannot hear the truth. They cannot see the truth unless they've been born again by the Spirit of God. Yes, he's commanded everyone everywhere to repent. But the only ones that are going to repent are those that are of the sheep herd, not of the goat herd. There's no such thing as herd immunity. Okay? That is a wrong concept in regards to salvation. You know, and a lot of people want to try to set forth that it's a well-meant offer of the gospel for all men without exception, and that's just not taught in the scriptures. Hath not the potter power over the clay? The same lump. Make one unto honor and one unto dishonor. Romans 9 talks about the fact that there are vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. I hope I'm not one of those vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. I hope that I'm a sheep and not a goat. I hope that I'm a wheat and not a tare. I hope that Christ died for my sins according to the scriptures and rose again according to the scriptures and is going to come back for me according to the scriptures. But I'm not going to get on a national platform and preach herd immunity. So that's what's on my mind this morning. And we've gotten away from the teaching of the effectual work of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's work is either effectual for whom he died for, or it's not effectual at all. It's not a potential salvation, it's an absolute salvation. May the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless.